Leyland Legends.
Maybe I'll go over the edge and hopefully there's no rocks.
And you start rushing to propel yourself off of this waterfall, and then you're gone.
The sea is calling back to Giovanni, and he wants to roll a seafaring knowledge check.
You remember the smell of sea foam, and you look over the edge of this waterfall, and you do not know how deep this goes. You have no goddamn idea. But based off of some sense of intuition, you can't help but feel like if someone were to swim over the edge of this, they would die. They would die so hard and so goddamn fast.
We're trying to save Val, and I mean, I don't see how exploring the cave in another direction is going to have us find it.
I have a hunch that Val's dead.
Did you say there was a cliff beside said waterfall?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to misty step up on top of the cliff and see if I can get a better view.
Hey, there's a cool bed with our names inscribed on them in glowing writing. I went into my portal, and there was a strange riddle. Well, you should probably do the same.
Okay, well, you didn't tell me that was going to suck so much. I feel, like, dehydrated, if that makes sense.
And Mordecai, you have taken a -2 to your charisma.
Okay.
And Giovanni, you have a temporary -2 to your strength.
Ugh.
So I guess we should probably get Val.
We should probably get Val, yes.
You have found a set of staircases descending into more caverns, and the two of you finally find your feet on the ground again. And looking around, you can see that you're in a relatively mid-sized little cavern that seems to have another path kind of coming off of it. All around the walls, you can see that there are mushrooms, just like on the floor above, that are glowing and shedding their own light. Though this is not nearly as needed as both of you have the ability to see, because Mordecai, you have your glowing crowbar, and Giovanni, you have a torch going.
Of course.
So, now that you are in this new area, it's up to you to find out what happened to Val.
We're rolling.
I think I found a passageway.
Mordecai, are you okay? You sound a little under the weather.
It's very damp in here.
The two of you follow a path off of this main area that you had first entered into, and you can see that it kind of opens up a little bit. As you continue to progress down it, you can see that the walls themselves are slimy and old and filled with cracks and moss and even roots here and there. You kind of walk up to an area where the path kind of divides, and looking down, you can see that there is what appears to be a cliff's edge.
Oh, shit.
Gazing out into a large open cavern, though you cannot see the extent of it because it's large. You can't make out anything beyond it. As you walk around this area, you can see that there are little swarms of spiders, much like the ones you had seen above, that kind of scurry away at your feet as you start to approach them.
I was wondering why I wasn't entering combat there. That's okay.
How tall does the cliff look?
You might say about 20 feet.
You want to just hop down?
Ooh. 20 feet if I'm hanging is only about a 14-foot drop. How about I rappel you down? Like, I'll hold a rope and rappel you down.
I can get down pretty easy.
You think? Oh, yeah, you're magical.
Yeah, but also,
thank you for noticing.
Like, I should also mention that I'm pretty sure that you used up your Misty Step last session.
Oh,
and
shit.
You haven't had time to reuse that.
Oh, that's right. I haven't rested. Never mind.
You can rappel down, I suppose, if you wanted to. I mean, also, like, and it's pretty easy to get down. It's getting back up. That's the problem.
Let's just keep looking for now. Maybe there's another route.
Yes.
So you turn away from the cliff's edge and you start to head back into what seems to be a main pathway. And along it, you can see that the path kind of splits into three different routes. One goes immediately to your right, and you can see that there is another cliff's edge, maybe about 10 or 20 feet high. And then kind of straight in front of you, you can see that there is a large opening in the ground, just like a black hole. and surrounding it are all these mushrooms glowing. And then there's a third path that continues progressing down beyond where you have been thus far.
Okay. I feel like I've noticed another cliff-type area with a bunch of spideys.
You have. And the spiders are definitely there, but they scurry away from you as you start to approach. There's a bunch of them, but they seem more interested in perhaps getting the hell out of there than they are in actually fighting you guys.
Do you think they can smell all the burnt spider hair on our bodies and we're terrified?
Oh, maybe.
Terrifying to them now?
Yeah, that's definitely what it is.
We should have made a torch out of the big mom's carapace or something.
Or just carried it around with you guys, made some armor out of it, yeah. Or something.
How tall is this ledge?
It's about 10-20 feet.
Okay. Maybe hoist me up on this one real quick. Maybe we can do like one of those little running tosses.
Well, I'd like to attempt to just outright climb it. I mean, there might be like some handholds or something.
All right.
And maybe, can I roll an investigate on the wall?
Sure, roll an investigation check.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Very much so, yes.
You literally just asked for it.
13.
It is a pretty slimy, gross wall. You can see that there are kind of areas where you think you could try to pull yourself up on, but it is not what you describe as an easy cliff to climb.
I'm going to go for it anyway and just try to climb the slimy wall.
All right, if it doesn't work, I'm much lighter, so...
Well, can I take my chest plate off real quick? Or is there like a equipping and unequipping?
There will be a bit of an unequipping phase. It might take you like 10 minutes to take that off.
I'm just going
to
go for it.
Because you don't just have a chest plate anymore. You have like half plate on.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to climb it. I'm strong.
Okay. Could I get you to roll an athletics check?
Oh, wait. Before he does that, can I try and help him out by jamming my crowbar into the wall as high as it'll go? So that he has something to hold on to.
I'm going to need you to make a melee attack against this wall with that crowbar.
Okay. 15 to hit.
17.
Yeah, you managed to get it stuck in there. It's not a pretty sight, and you don't know how long it's going to hold for, but yet your crowbar is just kind of jammed into this cliff edge, and Giovanni jumps forward, pulls himself up on it, and then starts reaching towards the next step of like trying to get up this cliff. And Giovanni, yeah, you manage with the help of that crowbar somehow. It just gives you just the edge you need to pull yourself over the edge of this.
Hell yeah.
And as you're up there, you can see the spiders that scurried away from you, and they climb up a wall and disappear from your sight.
Cool. Is this a little treasure chest?
Yeah, so climbing up on top of here, you can see that there are a bunch of mushrooms all glowing away. And in their light, you can see that there is a little chest just kind of nestled in amongst them all, like they grew up around it.
I want to pick up the chest.
Okay.
And yell down to Mordecai, "Heads up!" I'm just going to huck the chest off the wall.
I dodge to the left.
Now that I've scaled the wall, do I have a better idea of how tall it is? Is it like 12 feet or 16 feet or 20 feet?
You'd say maybe about like 15 feet-ish.
Okay. Yeah, I want to huck that chest down there.
Okay. The chest clunks off the edge and hits the ground, and as it hits the ground, it opens. And Mordecai, you look to your left and you can see that there is now a chest just kind of sitting next to you.
Work your way down. I'm going to sift through the wreckage. And I guess I'll investigate the box.
I will climb down.
Okay.
Also, while that's happening.
It's an 8.
So Mordecai, you kind of push the chest over. It's just a little chest. And you can see that there seems to be some stuff in here. There's certainly some shiny stuff. Ooh. You would estimate that there is gold in here. Or you would guess that this is gold. Not a lot of gold, though, that you can see. There might only be about, I don't know, 20 gold pieces.
Well, as he's working his way down, I will put that in my pocket.
All right. Giovanni, I'm going to need you to make a acrobatics check to descend skillfully.
10.
Okay, it's not graceful, and it's a little clunky, but you manage to kind of slide your way down, and you now find yourself down there with the chest and Mordecai.
Anything good?
I'm having trouble seeing since I lodged my crowbar up there. give me a minute. I'm going to turn around and try and pull it back out of the wall.
Strength check.
Wouldn't the crowbar be like a lantern or something at this point, though, if it's stuck in the wall?
Yeah, I probably caused the spell to go out. I don't know.
Crap. Natural one.
Table time.
You cannot remove your crowbar from its place in this cliff.
Can I attempt to grab it for him?
You can, but you'll be doing it at disadvantage.
Oh. Fine. Out of my way, Slim.
So as I was trying to pull it out, I fell down very hard.
Yeah, you rolled the crit failures table there?
I did.
Yeah, you tried pulling it out, and you just kind of slip and fall on your butt.
Oh.
Yeah, Giovanni, if you want to try and remove this, you're going to be rolling it at disadvantage.
9.
It's stuck in there, Gio. It's a real tough crowbar.
Can I attack it?
It's my favorite crowbar.
I suppose so, yeah.
I get crowbars stuck in a lot of things all the time at work, and I'm going to get this guy out of here.
Can I give him the help action? Like, I'll get up off my butt, and as he pulls on it, I'll pull on him, maybe?
Well, I'm going to attack it with a... I'm not going to use my sword, because who knows what can happen here, but I'm going to use my dagger and just try to chip away at the base of where it's stuck in the rock. So can I roll an attack for that, or is that a special action?
Roll an attack.
13.
Yeah, chip away at it. You're using your dagger to try and like hit this thing out, but no, it is just stuck in there.
Oh, Brando.
Let's just try one more time together. We'll both tug on it real good. We'll get a nice grip.
Is that just a regular strength check then, or?
Yeah, it's going to be a regular strength check. I'll let you make it, Giovanni. And the reason why it's going to be a regular strength check is because of that nat 1 you rolled earlier, Mordecai.
Yeah.
So you are now balancing out.
You're at the mercy of my raw strength roll from Giovanni. And it's a 9.
It's stuck in there. You cannot get your crowbar out. It is just lodged in there so very tightly.
Paid money for this thing, man.
How do I only get a +2 for my strength ability check?
It's almost like you lost some of your strength during the last session.
Oh, that stupid fucking... Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well...
Can I hand Mordecai a regular torch?
Yeah.
Don't,
if you like.
Don't bother.
It ain't much, but it's fine by me. God, I forgot my character's accent.
I pull out a second crowbar. No. No, maybe I'll just buy another one when we finally get back to town. I'll buy a nicer one.
With your name engraved on it.
Yeah, and like filigree, I don't know.
Can we roll investigation for this treasure?
Mordecai already did. You can, though.
Ooh. 14.
Okay. You can see that Mordecai has pushed away any gold that was left here. He may have missed a few pieces, but they are long gone to the sands of time. But in amongst all of this gold, Giovanni, you see a rock.
Oh.
It doesn't look like any of the other rocks that are in here. I mean, you can just barely make this out from the glow of your torch, but you can see that it is a perfectly pitch black rock.
Ooh, perhaps obsidian?
Yeah, you know what? An investigation check would reveal to you, if you were to make that, but I'm giving it to you now, that this seems an awful lot like obsidian, but it's round and circular. It's not chipped. There's no cuts on it. It's not sharp. It's perfectly round and shiny like obsidian.
Ooh, perhaps some sort of relic. I'm gonna pocket that.
I don't know if elves of their time had the technology to make something like this. It was probably ancient aliens.
Did you say there's stuff on the ground? Can we not just scoop it all into a sack and look at it later?
There's stuff on the ground, but it's all dust and stones.
Oh, okay. I'm just gonna grab the obsidian rock then.
Okay. So you grab that rock, you stash it away in your pocket.
And I grab the 20 gold.
Yeah, you get your gold. Okay, this is where you're at right now. So you came off of this main path and there were that split. You went to the right, you found that cliff and the chest on top of it. To the left is that hole into the dark abyss. And then there is this path that continues progressing down through the rest of this cave. Mordecai, you kind of take off. Despite having less light than you had before, you still are running down trying to... I don't know, get ahead of everybody else, but you lose sight of Giovanni because, well, you're by yourself and you have no light.
I'm just real upset about the crowbar. It was the first thing I found.
Giovanni, for whatever reason, kind of stays behind a bit. Yeah, you're just upset about that crowbar. You see a light coming up behind you, and you can see that, oh, it looks like Gio's starting to catch up. You can see the light coming up of his torch as he makes his way over to you.
He's gonna rub in the fact that he's got a torch.
I offered you one. Don't act like.
And then there's a pattern on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
You can see that this pathway is kind of open into a larger kind of area that has much more mushrooms glowing all around you. And you can see that there's a path that goes to the left and a path that goes straight ahead. And of course, there are spiders around this room, and they scurry out of the light of Giovanni's torch as he makes his way. And you can hear... Actually, could I have you guys roll perception checks?
I mean, what's the point? 7.
19.
All right, so... Giovanni, you miss out on this as you kind of walk past Mordecai. But Mordecai, from the path to your left, you can hear water. I think that's the best way that you could describe it. Sort of sounds like water, rushing water. And that's about all you really get from that.
I don't hear the random
of a seal. Okay, cool.
No. Still falling. Hours later.
You guys were able to walk down faster than he was able to fall.
Gio, come back. Hello!
Hi, how's it going?
There's water. I think I hear water.
Oh, okay.
Where there's water, there's a seal.
All right, Mordecai, falling down this path, you can see that you come out to another cliff's edge. This seems a little bit smaller than the one that you were at before. Maybe it's only about 10 feet down.
Hmm.
And you can see that there is mushrooms growing along the base of it, shedding some light. And from them, you can make out that there seems to be a pool of water in front of you.
I'm going to hop down or very slowly skid my butt down.
All right, acrobatics check.
Okay.
Aim for the bushes. Or we could both just jump off at the same time.
In the water. Yep.
Is that athletics or acrobatics?
Acrobatics.
That's a 16 for Mordecai.
Nat 20 for Gio.
Yeah, Giovanni, you just slide down. It looks so graceful. It's, it's pretty, it's real sweet sliding. And Mordecai, yeah, you get down there. It doesn't look nearly as good as Giovanni's, but you certainly make your way down there. And you can find that you now are on what appears to be kind of like a beach.
Oh.
Yay, a beach. We have these in Redland, you know.
Well, I mean, we've got the harbor. Hey, over here.
As you make your way along the beach, you can see that halfway in and out of the water, lying face down in a pile of sand, is Valerius. And he's laying there, not moving. And the two of you wander up to him.
Question. Is he elven form or is he still a seal?
He's a seal.
Okay. I was going to say, can I check his hand to see if he's still wearing his ring? But if
check
he's
his
a
flipper.
Seal...
check his flippers. Yeah. Pulse.
Check his ear for a tag. Kind of
deal. Is no, this Val or is I'm this just... like another like science project or something?
I'm just going to immediately see if the ring of the true companion will work right now and give him 1 HP real quick.
Do you have to roll anything for that?
I'm reading it right now.
Yeah, read that out to me. It's been a while
since
we've looked
into
that.
Another creature that you see who is also wearing one of these rings drops to 0 hit points. You can use your reaction to spend 1 of your HP to cause that creature to gain 1 HP.
Have we used these before?
Once.
A long time ago, yeah.
Once, yeah.
Well, handy you guys got those rings.
No, it doesn't look like I have to roll anything.
Okay, awesome. So you.
So I'm just automatically 1 HP.
Okay, so you reach out to Val. You put your hand on his flipper, and your ring starts to glow. And then all of a sudden it disappears, and as the glow disappears, it fades into Val's flipper, and you can see the flipper move a little bit.
Val, buddy!
Yeah. Stroke his little seal head.
Come on!
I'm gonna lay on hands him for 15 while we're at it.
Okay. Okay, Val, you wake up, and you start to feel better almost immediately. Your body is bruised and cold and wet, and a seal... But you raise your little seal head and you look up and you can see your buddies. It's Giovanni and Mordecai. Look at them. They're right in front of you. There they are.
Man. I guess I'll take this opportunity to transform back into Val if I can and my wild shape.
Yep, that sounds fine.
Man, I gotta tell you, you are one special druid. I've known a couple other ones. Usually if you knock them out, they just become their old self again. But whew, your constitution must be through the roof.
Val, you pick up your head, and as you do, the seal skin kind of fades away from you, and it falls onto the ground. It looks kind of gross, but it quickly fades into spectral light and disappears. and you're feeling better. You're still wet and cold, but at least you're alive.
Thanks, guys. Quite the fall. That was stupid.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything because, I mean, we've all done stupid things, but...
Well, I mean, only to save Giovanni from the same fate, only to embark myself.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
We've
got to be hundreds of meters underground. That was way deeper than I thought it was.
Absolutely. How long have you guys been traveling to find me?
Forever.
How long have you been traveling?
Too long.
It's been 4 hours.
If you're asking me, the GM, it's probably been an hour or two, I think.
It's been an hour or two, I think.
Oh, wow.
It feels like it's been a lifetime.
I can only imagine I probably might have expired if it hadn't been for you guys, so I am in your debt.
Yeah, whatever.
So, now that that's out of the way, how was the ride?
To be honest, I lost consciousness. Mordecai, somewhere several hundred meters into my fall, and here we are. So,
oh man, Gio and I have seen some shit.
Okay,
I think this place might be like an old burial temple thing. Like there was like elf mummies.
There was a really specifically tailored puzzle to our own unique abilities, where we all had to sacrifice a bit.
Some of us twice.
And Mordecai had to sacrifice for you. And I found this really cool rock.
Good.
Now the question is, where do we go from here? I think, is this the bottom?
It's
gotta be a way out,
let's,
right?
I always keep exploring, guys.
I feel like I'm at the bottom right now.
You're telling me I've lost my crowbar? Oh yeah, I lost my crowbar. That's the only other update.
Val's just gonna slowly get up, I guess, and just, you know, obviously he's feeling pretty beat still, but he's just gonna try and meander around and see if he can't find a place where this descends anymore.
Hey Val, why don't you let me cure wounds upon you?
Well, thanks, Joe. Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right. So two things.
Whatever.
If you guys want to look around, roll perception checks. Mordecai, if you're going to go swimming, I'm going to make you do swimming-related things.
I did not know I was in the water there.
Hey, man. Sorry. Hey, don't make that mistake. You end up like me.
12 for perception.
8 hit points for Val.
Oh, thanks.
I got a crazy idea, guys. Why don't we all just jump into the water?
Spa day? We light some torches. I think I've got some rations in here.
I'm gonna wage a caution, guys. But I mean, I'm not ruling it out. We can certainly explore. You know, the bottom of this waterfall or something too. Just be careful.
I mean, from what we see, it is just like a basin of water here now. Correct?
Could I have you guys roll perception checks?
Yes.
12.
11.
13 for Val.
Okay, so you guys all kind of see roughly the same amount of things. You see that you are in a very large cavern, it seems like. You can't quite see the other side of it, but there is a large pool of water here. And off in the distance, you can kind of make out the loud roar of water as it rushes down and hits into this basin. But beyond that, you can't really see much of anything. As you investigate the edges of the beachhead, it goes up into sheer cliff that just ascends into nothing. And looking around, you can see that you're kind of caught in this cavern. There are cliffs on any of the openings around the sides. You can make out that this larger cliff at the top of this area is the one that you, Mordecai, and Giovanni were looking down from only maybe 10 minutes before. And there is that short one that you guys just skidded down a few minutes ago. But other than that, it's kind of this basin that's cleared itself for the water.
Would you say that if someone were to try to look behind the waterfall, they would be crushed?
I can't make that decision for you. You can find out one way or another or make an educated guess.
I'm also going to use this opportunity to just soak my shield in water for
smart.
Oh, that's
smart.
Wise, Joe. Very wise.
Get those koi swimming again.
Spinning around, yeah. I like your line of thinking, Gio. Pardon me, Mordecai, sorry.
I kind of want to...
Which was what, beach party?
I kind of want to use my earthen grasp to create some sort of a hand-shaped barrier out of the rock wall in front of us that we can slowly walk under, because I can use my turn to move it.
Against the waterfall, like the umbrella, like build an archway.
So like I can make a little like roof for us of sorts. I could make two hands, so that would be about 10 feet of coverage.
Sure.
In the shape of two hands.
Here, I'm gonna tie this rope to my waist.
Oh, he's just gonna run.
You guys are gonna hold.
You do realize you're the heaviest one, and you will take both of us with you if you fall.
I'm the most athletic, though.
Touche. All right.
Giovanni just feels like the weight of the world is weighing so heavily on him right now, and he's just so sad about it.
There's no possible way he could lose his footing with all that gravity holding him down.
No.
What are you guys doing?
We want to look behind the waterfall.
Okay. And describe to me exactly how you are doing that.
I liked your spell idea, Mordecai.
Yeah, the spell idea is
just for safety's sake. Yeah.
All right. Then yeah, I'll.
Are you walking into the water, and you're using the idea is to use these arms to kind of go over top of you guys as you're walking under the waterfall?
Sort of. So like, what I want to do is I just want to shimmy as close as I can to the side of the waterfall where I have like the best footing, I guess. I want to put both my hands on the wall. And I'm going to twin spell Maximilian's Earthen Grasp to make two 5-foot space earthen hands just above my head. And then I'm going to use a little bit of time to move them into the line of the water to create sort of like an umbrella for us.
Okay. All right.
So it's forcing Giovanni the water away from it.
Is thinking now about like geography or geology. There's this huge waterfall pouring into this big cave. So all this water has to go somewhere. It would just keep pooling up, right?
Yeah.
I'm worried about getting sucked down. That's where I'm at right
now.
But I guess if the seal didn't get sucked down, you won't get sucked down.
I mean, right? Seals are also very buoyant.
I may have been just lucky enough to kind of float over to the side and not get sucked down the drain, I guess.
Hence why I'm trying to force the water out of our way.
You landed on the sand?
Hard to say. I think obviously I came down and
he bounced.
But I was dead, so or unconscious anyways. So
I'm willing to entertain the hand experiment. It definitely seems like the only feasible option.
Okay. So are you guys going to kind of progress into the water as these hands rise around you?
Yeah.
You're trying to skim the edges of it.
I'm trying to skim the edges.
Well, okay, yeah. Make sure that the archway is in place before we
try and
go under the torrent, right?
Exactly.
So, Mordecai, you cast Earthen Grasp.
Right. So we're going to take this slow. I'm going to move this very cautiously forward. Don't fall behind. If you're coming, that is.
Okay, so Mordecai, your hands come out of the walls around you, and they start to jut into the water as it's crushing down. They bear under the weight as it just pushes them down. You can kind of see them shaking as they're trying to hold this water up, and it splashes off, and you can get mist in your face just flying everywhere. Ooh. And you start to walk towards them, and immediately your foot goes down maybe about a foot, like a solid foot, like it just goes thump. And then you take another step, and you find the next step's even further down, and it's like 2 feet down, and it is quickly descending into very deep depths.
I'm just going to put this out there. I don't think this is going to work. Back up. Back up. It's already up to my knee.
Then I'll just back out.
Okay, Mordecai, you back away.
I'm not dispelling the hands yet, though.
Sure.
Because there is that cliff over there. I would like to just get those hands moving across to the taller cliff.
To the taller cliff? The one that you were gazing
out?
It
might take a little while.
All right. Yeah. So the hands...
And I'm going to put one about 5 feet down and the other one 5 feet up from there, almost like steps.
Okay. So
open
let's
palm.
Pull out my ruler here because I'm a nerd.
Nerd.
So it takes them maybe about 2 minutes, but they start to kind of shift over, and eventually you see that they are over in front of this cliff that you were looking down from before. And just like how you described it, one is about maybe 5 feet down, and the next one's maybe about 10 feet up. So you can kind of climb up them if you want to make your way up this cliff. Val, what are you doing over there? You're still over by the waterfall.
So I was just gonna try. Are we just gonna try and scale the cliff together then? Is that what we're?
I've made some steps.
Yeah. Okay. I'll hustle along with them. I was gonna wade into the water and just see how deep the basin got, but I'll tag with them.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we should check the water.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to
okay,
that.
Okay. Well,
you want me to tie a rope to you, and you could go in just in case you get sucked down or something.
Actually, yeah, Gio, that's a really, really good idea. Actually, if you got some rope.
How long is your rope?
50 feet.
Classic D&D length. Okay, cool.
So I'll just go over with him, and then yeah, I'm just gonna wander out.
I'll take one end of that rope, and I'll tie it off on one of the thumbs of the hand, just so it's
all right. Nice. The thumb kind of clenches around it and pulls itself into its palm, so it's like nice and tucked in there.
Perfect.
I'm just standing here, all useless now. Gio says, "Whatever."
Well, you're gonna have to pull him out.
So Val's just gonna slowly wade into the water, and just see how if it gets deep and. Like the idea what Gio was thinking too, like that it has to empty or it should empty maybe somewhere. So
sure,
trying to be sensitive to currents or.
We are inside of a giant tree, possibly in another dimension where physics might not work.
True that.
Okay, so Val, you kind of enter the pool from the beachhead, not quite so close to the waterfall, and you start walking out to it, and it is certainly not that deep at first, but it quickly changes. It drops off very quickly. It goes from only a few inches to a foot, to 2 feet, to 3 feet, to 4 feet, very quickly. And then suddenly, you know that if you take another step forward, you're going to be over your head, and you might not even be able to touch the bottom of the pool at that point.
Sure. I wonder if I've got enough, it's like I didn't learn my lesson or something, but like if I've got another wild shape I can use to investigate the depths, which was my original plan. I just had no idea how far down it was.
You'll have to see how many times you can use that per day.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look. I'm looking. If anyone else wants to do anything, I'm just sort of looking at this here.
Well, I guess I'll start climbing up while he's doing it. At least get up onto the first hand.
I'm going to ask you to make a athletics check, but with advantage.
How the hell? Five.
Okay, you climb up onto that first hand, the same hand that has the rope tucked around its thumb, and you start reaching for the next one. Your foot gets caught on the rope, and then you feel yourself fall backwards onto the ground, and it just kind of bruises your bum. That's it.
Aww. How many times do I have to follow my ass?
You're fortunate that Giovanni and Val are both looking out at the pool, because otherwise this would have been very embarrassing for you.
Oh, yeah, yep, that rope's secure.
So I get two uses of wild shape per short or long rest, so I think I've only used this the one time, right? Since we woke up.
Remember, you've only got 50.
Oh, I guess my better judgment, maybe. I think I'm going to transform back into Sealbell and see what I can see.
Okay. You start walking into the water a little bit deeper now, Val. And as you do, you feel your form change around you. And suddenly, you're a seal again. You're now swimming in the water. There you go.
I guess Gio sees this cool. I wanted to kind of just relay that to you, of course, before I did that. So I did that, transformed. I'm going to dive. I wanted to see if there's anything in this pool at all.
Sure. So you dive down into the depth of this pool, and it is very quickly very deep. You expect that maybe there was a cavern that was here at one point, and the water fit in amongst it to kind of fill it all out. And you can see that it is certainly not feeling like a natural pool. There are cracks that run to depths beyond this, though they themselves are far too small for you to try and fit in. You can even swim over to where the waterfall was hitting, and you can see that that might be perhaps one of its deepest points. It might be 40 feet down at its depths, and it gets very cold at the bottom of it. Though, no life in this area that you can see. There's no, like, little crabs scurrying around or fish swimming about or even seaweed in this water. It seems completely void of life.
Sure.
And as you continue to make your way around, could I get you to roll a perception check?
Thank you. I was just gonna ask you one second. 15.
So you can see that there are a number of cracks that all this water is probably moving into. But you can see that towards the edge of this pool, there seems to be a bit of an opening. Maybe about 2 feet in diameter.
Okay.
Maybe about 10 or 20 feet down, where the water seems to really be rushing. And you can see it's okay. All flowing into this area.
Do I think I can fit through this enclosure? Like,
you could probably fit. You are a seal, which means that you are a little bit bigger.
I'm picturing the skinniest seal.
He's a seal, though. He's seal.
I can kind of compress myself a little bit, you know, if I need to. I think I'll against my better judgment, I guess. See where this goes.
Okay. Val, you continue making your way through this kind of water. You follow this port under the earth, out of the light from your friends that they're casting out over this pool, and you enter blackness in the water. You can't see anything, but you can feel the rush of water around you as you continue to move. And suddenly, you can see some light, and the water is opening up, and it's going up. That's weird. But your best guess is that this portal is now kind of ascending into a new area, and popping your head up, you see that, yes, indeed, you're in the new area. And there's some light off in the distance.
Okay. I've emptied into like a new antechamber or something, or...
Yeah. That's
cool.
That's exactly what it seems like.
Cool, okay.
You can see that the water is kind of pooled around this area, and it certainly seems a lot more tame here.
Relaxed, like rushing, not rushing.
Yeah.
More of a pool, again.
Yeah.
Sure, okay. Depth, I guess, isn't quite as deep. We're talking maybe like...
No, if you were to continue to kind of investigate this pool that you're in right now, you would see that, it kind of turns back into sandy beach.
Okay. Jeez. Just going to proceed, I guess, along. I have to get back. So.
And then the rope goes taut.
Yeah. I guess I would have slipped out, I guess, when I got to the limit of it to proceed. I have to get back, though, so I would have... that is my second use for today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, shit. Okay. So I'm gonna stay in seal mode for now, and just explore this beachhead, I guess.
Okay.
What, there's all these, looks like, gleaming crystals along the wall. Is that, like...
Yeah, can I get you to roll a perception check?
Yeah. 17 for Val.
Yeah, so you kind of pop your little seal head out of the water into this room that you now find yourself. And looking around, you can see that this is a pretty large chamber. And all along the edges of it is glowing radiant crystals. And unlike the ones on the floor above, you can see that many of them are different colors. They're not just the teal color that was above. There are white ones, and you can kind of make out another teal one. And off in the distance, you can see a red one, though you can't really see too well from where you are in the water, of course. There is a fair bit of light here. And as you continue to swim along this beach, you see that this beach isn't quite so much a beach as it is a area where water has pooled into what seems like some kind of archaic facility. You can see that there are stone, like there's a stone floor, and it's not just like this is stone, this is like tiled, like nicely chipped marble along the floor. And you can see that there are a number of pillars that are kind of ascending into somewhere, and one of those pillars has fallen over and is going through the water that you're swimming around right now.
Okay. Just looking around, I guess we're just illuminated. Is this a body over here?
Peeking your little seal head up out of the water. From a little bit of a different area that you were in a moment before, you can see that there are more crystals at the back of this room. There are purple ones and red ones and blue ones and green ones and white ones all projecting themselves into this room. And in front of a lot of those crystals seems to be a very large chair. A very large stone chair. Larger than you would sit in. And in front of it, you can see that there seems to be some type of tablet, almost like a tombstone in front of it. And in front of that seems to be a body. Though you can't quite make it out, because you're only, like, your head is like a foot off of the ground. So at most you can see, like, its feet and its body laying on the ground.
Sure. I just like to kind of lumber myself on land there and just... Irv myself over there and just kind of check it out a little closer. Special attention maybe to the one, how old the body is, but also this tablet, if I'm able to read it or decipher anything on it.
While this is happening, has that rope snapped?
Like, oh, right, yeah, you have a goddamn rope.
50 feet, because, like, if that's the case, then Gio and I would see that the rope is not taut anymore. Probably freaking out.
You know, it's kind of weird, Mordecai. The rope doesn't feel taut. Doesn't feel like anything pulled against it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's just kind of hanging there.
Gio, he should have been at the end of his rope by now. And I don't mean that in a, you know, bad way.
Maybe he slipped out, I don't know.
Do you want to go in or should I?
I will, I guess.
Shit. I'm not going to be able to pull you back, man. You're pretty heavy.
Whatever happens, it's going to happen anyway.
All right, let's just both go.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to switch over to them, Val.
I jump on two.
Yeah, that's cool.
These goofuses.
Okay. Did you just combine goof and doofus?
Yeah.
That's not...
Thanks.
All right.
All right, so the two of you take a step into the water. Val hasn't been seen for a while. Pulling on his rope, quickly pulls it back up to you guys, and you can see that little lasso that was tied around his waist is no longer tied around a waist.
I knew we should have done a seafaring knowledge check before we did
right.
that.
Right. I wasn't going to say anything. All right, well, I'm going to wade into the water and try and go in the direction I last saw him swimming.
Okay. As best you could tell, Val kind of swam straight forward into the water. Yeah. And as the two of you start to make your way into the water, it is it gets very deep, very quickly. You guys are now in water that you can't touch the ground. Except for Giovanni. Giovanni can touch the ground because he's in half plate armor, which means that he is sinking straight to the bottom of this.
Oh, God.
Could I have you guys roll athletics checks?
All right.
And then I'm going to get to the bottom and run like Link with the Iron
Boots. And that's a 20. And that's a 23 for athletics.
Wow. So. It's a bold
as
move.
Mordecai is just kind of like,
it's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it works.
Slowly. Mordecai's just like doggy paddling forwards and he's going, hey man, like I am so glad that you guys helped teach me how to swim on that.
Yeah, boat. Thank God.
I turn around and Giovanni's just gone.
Giovanni's no longer there. You're paddling, doggy paddling towards the edge of this pool, the last direction you saw him going in. And looking underneath, you can see this metal figure running past, just running underneath you. I'm going to need
not
you guys
running,
to...
But like, dunk.
That's so funny.
That was a 19, by the way, for your...
Swimming. Yeah, you're swimming all right. Giovanni, I'm going to need you to roll a constitution check.
Constitution check? A saving throw or ability check?
You know what? Saving throw makes the most sense at this point.
I got a plus 2 to that?
Yeah, from your...
Oh, yeah, that's my charisma modifier. Hell yeah. 11 plus 2 is...
Oh, boy, Giovanni, you're... I don't know. It's tough to say. You're feeling a little claustrophobic. You're also feeling like you're running out of air very quickly. It's a very unpleasant sensation as you are running in full plate armor on the bottom of this pool of water. Maybe about 20 feet down now. Half plate.
It's not a full plate. You're really exaggerating how heavy this armor is. It only weighs about 40 pounds.
It's...
Which might seem like a lot to the common man. However, it's your same talent.
Also, with your shield and your sword.
Shield's only 6 pounds. Sword's only like 4.
Geo's bronze cross certified.
I mean, he curls 50s on his brakes.
I'm just going to put this out there, Geo. I'm going to give you 2 rounds before you're out of oxygen. No, I'm going to give you 1 round before you're out of oxygen and you start taking damage.
Well, is it all complete darkness?
It is complete darkness, because what are you using to shed light around? Your crowbar that would be impervious to this water is now gone. Your torch is certainly not working. Yeah, you're just running forward.
Honestly, I'm running in the direction I saw Val was swimming in.
Okay.
Because I have the object. The object will
okay, all right. The two of you, Mordecai doggy paddling at the same rate that Giovanni is running. You make your way to the very edge of this cliff that this water is running up into. And Mordecai, you don't see a passage, you know, anywhere where you're swimming around on top. Giovanni, you run straight into a wall underwater. And that's a little unsettling because you can't see it. So you just kind of went clunk. You can feel the water is moving around you very quickly in a certain direction. It feels like it's pulling you, but you can't feel like where exactly it's, like, you can't see where it's going.
I can't just, like, let myself go with the flow.
I don't know if it would take you, but can I, very poorly, I guess, reach one of my hands back to my fur collar and cast light behind my head and then just take a real big deep breath and let myself sink down?
Yeah, okay. So you cast it.
I basically have like a necklace.
Okay, all of a sudden, Giovanni, light shines from above you. You still can't see because, well, you can see, but it is blurry because you have rushing water around your open eyes in this pool. But you can see that there is now light coming from above you, and it starts to get closer, and you can make out the form of Mordecai, or at least you presume Mordecai, or maybe some kind of angel descending from the heavens coming down towards you because you died in the water because you drowned. But no, it's Mordecai. It's Mordecai. He's there.
I got another round left. Come on, before I start taking damage.
And as Mordecai descends into the waters next to you, you can make out that the water all seems to be rushing towards a particular crevice that's almost in front of you, maybe about 5 or 10 feet to your left.
I start pointing at it.
Mordecai, I'm going to need you to roll a constitution check now.
Okay. Is it a saving throw? Because you get the plus two.
It's a saving throw, yeah.
So 13.
Okay, yeah. So it's not exactly comfortable, but you're able to hold your breath for a little bit.
Cool.
So the two of you make your way towards this crevice, and you can see that it goes deep down. It's about 2 feet in diameter, and the water is rushing down it, and there's no light coming from it, but fortunately Mordecai's jacket's giving you a little bit more light, and you start to make your way into this opening.
2 feet diameter or radius?
Diameter.
It's going to be a tight fit. Okay, so I can fit into that, no problem.
Yeah, you will have to lower yourself down to crawl into it. It's not walkable like you've been doing thus far.
Okay.
So I'm going to need you guys to make another athletics check.
13. 14.
Okay, the two of you. Who's going first?
I'll go in because I've got the light. If you want, you can go first.
Okay.
But I would.
Okay, so Mordecai goes in first, followed by Giovanni. You pull yourself in. It is tight and uncomfortable because all the water is rushing from behind you, so your jacket's kind of getting blown over top of your head as you're rushing, which is sending the light just everywhere. And you start pulling yourself through this crevice. And eventually, you make your way out onto the other side.
Can I scramble to get to the surface?
Remind me not to squeeze into tight places.
Mordecai, you pull yourself up pretty easily out of the water. It's still very deep where you are right now on the other side of this portal that you guys just went through. And
hell no. I'm going to keep running. Hell
okay.
No.
All right. You pull yourself up. You get some air. Giovanni, you're still running. I'm going to need you to make one more constitution check. Save. Constitution save.
I'm conscious. Enough now.
Okay, yeah.
18 plus 2, so 20. I'm close enough now, so if I start drowning, so they can come and save me. So I'm feeling really bold.
Okay,
now.
Giovanni, you just start propelling yourself out of this water. You pulled yourself out of that little crevice, and you stood back up on your steel legs and started rushing towards the end of it. And eventually, your head comes above the water.
No, like, I'm running, like, the ground's getting small. I want to be, like, running out like like the bad guy in the original Westworld movie coming out of this.
Okay, that's exactly what you do. You run out of it, sort of Terminator-like, but more running. And eventually you find yourself out of the water, and you are now coughing up water on the other side of this with Mordecai next to you, his shirt glowing. At the far end of this room, you can see that there is... Well, there's Val. He's a seal, and he's standing next to a corpse. And you're all surrounded by crystals. And in front of all of these crystals facing you is a large stone chair with a tablet in front of it. And again, the aforementioned Val and body.
Jesus Christ, Val. How many times do we have to chase you in this place? Nasty.
Yeah, whatever, man.
See? Even Giovanni's over it. He's got such a zest.
I'm so over all of this.
Anyways, what did you find?
Ever since I picked up this rock, I've been feeling really over a lot of things.
Oh, no.
Can I try and read the tablet?
Yeah, I guess if everyone's asked me questions and stuff, I'll just say the hell with it. and transform back into Val. End of that.
Okay, you morph back into Val, the seal skin fades from you, and eventually you kind of pick yourself up and you're surrounded by your two buddies, and you're all looking down at this body and this tablet. What do you guys want to do?
I want to read it.
Yeah.
Or try to read it.
Or try, yeah.
And as you lean in to read the tablet, the corpse twitches.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Mordecai, Brendan. Mordecai, you do say that in person, though. It's kind of weird.
When the world was first formed, stone was the first of the named to be pulled out of the void. And from it, the foundation of the land was formed. It ran deep to depths that all but the unknown knew. And through it, great chasms ran like rivers, carving into it like waterfall. Along these great fissures, other names were found, crystal, ore, sand, and soil, creating color in an otherwise colorless place. These are the tales that the Eldermen tell, of the first form of the world, but few have uncovered just to what depths the earth goes, at least none that are alive to tell of it. In this darkness, along these caverns, our friend Valerius falls, and in falling, come to almost certain doom. For what things could survive such a fall? Certainly nothing of the mortal world. It's safe to say that most seals don't get to experience the sensation of falling in their lives, with the exception of perhaps performance seals that complete circus acts in some of the more populous areas of the land. Regardless, the seal lives in water, and as such spends most of its life feeling like an exception to the laws of gravity, simply floating and swimming in a world of their own. However, today, a seal is experiencing something altogether unseal-like, though it should be mentioned that that seal is altogether unseal-like in and of itself. Val is falling, and the sensations are as you might expect. Rushing wind, pounding water, and a deep chill through your body, though the thick blubber of your hide helps to dampen most of the cold. The drop is long and terrifying as you feel your body move faster and faster into the abyss. Val, it's a long drop, and I'm gonna be honest with you. You could be dead, and you expect, as you are falling, to die. Even in the few seconds you've been falling, you can tell just from the sensations of the world around you that whatever rate of falling you're taking, however quickly you're falling, surely you could not survive this. And as you think those thoughts, your mind goes blank. Knock, knock. Hello? Anybody home?
Oh, what? Where am I?
Val, you wake up to a dark place. You can't really make it out too well, and you can't really even see the surrounding around you at all. But you can make out a familiar voice just next to you, and the wind is not howling around you anymore. The water isn't spraying off of the walls as you fall. Nothing was like it was only a few seconds before. But you do look up, and you see standing before you on no ground to speak of is Hans, your friend.
Oh, whoa. Hans, what in the world are you doing here? Where is this place?
Well, Lord, man. This is one of the places between realms, and, well, it's actually pretty fortunate that I called you here. It seems like you are having a bit of a, trip. Yeah, if, get it? Because you are falling.
What do you mean, was Hans? Like, am I dead?
Well, that's a good point, too. I suppose that it should be mentioned that you are actively falling still. I wouldn't dwell too long on it. I've brought you here for a reason, Val. And it's nice that you happened to be falling all by yourself. It would have got a little tricky if there were more than one of you. I only have so many hands. but I need to call in one of my favors.
Now seems like a pretty good time.
Oh, no, Val. Oh, I'm so sorry. It is going to hurt. Yes, you are going to wake up, I hope, and, well, you'll be in a lot of pain. But it's been a while since I've checked in. And, you know, I keep tabs on those who owe me favors. And I happen to find you in a very fortunate position right now to fulfill one of those favors. Well, technically two, but let's not get into the minutiae of it at this point.
Go on. I
Val, I'm not sure if you happen to know where you are right now. I mean, I do, but, you know, that's for me to know and you to find out. But there is something I need you to acquire for me. Probably within the next few hours.
Provided I wake up, name it.
It has come to my attention that there is something in this, let's call it a facility for now, that I would like you to acquire for me. In particular, it is a spear-shaped object. You will find it at the very bottom of, well, where you're going. And after you acquire it, I need you to give it to me.
I guess you leave no choice, Hans.
Oh, no, this is not a negotiation. Like, you know, I call in the favor, you do the favor. That's kind of how it works, and you owe me three favors, so here we are.
Here we are, so, agreed.
Excellent, that's what I like to hear. The second part of the favor is thus. You cannot reveal our conversation, nor the nature of you acquiring the spear to anyone, including your two companions.
How am I supposed to conceal a spear?
Oh, you won't need to conceal it, but you will need to acquire it, and then lose it, or something of the like.
Okay, I follow.
Oh, yes, you will fall. Oh.
All of the puns today, Hans.
I've been reading my dictionary. There's so many good jokes in it. You start to see Hans's face shimmer, and he says, I'll see you in a little bit. Don't forget. Call me when you get it. And his face fades from your view, and suddenly you enter this blackness again. And then you wake up, Val. You wake up like so many other times after these weird, weird visions that you have. But this time, you find yourself completely soaking wet with your face down in the sand. And two familiar faces staring down at you. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast. If you're interested in hearing more about us, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Anchor, or Patreon as Late and Legends. A special thanks to our patrons this week, Al, Aaron, DJ Seath, Ethan, and Jason. If you're like these very special people and want to support our podcast, join us over on Patreon. And be sure to leave us a review on Spotify and iTunes. That helps us a lot. With that, we'll see you next week.